All right, let me just jump on in here to the opening monologue. Now, I will say this. Details are important. All right, details. Details, details, details. They matter. I once took a spelling test, and one of the words was Mayflower. I'll never forget this. Mayflower. I know how to spell Mayflower. It's too easy. But I missed that word on the spelling test. Why? Because when I wrote it down, my Y in Mayflower didn't curve enough, so the teacher thought I was writing Matt Flower. Really? Yeah, I was incensed. This is unjust. But it was a detail. And I guess when you get down to it, what difference does it make if you can spell a word correctly but no one can read it? In the Army, I was taught to write my numbers with a 0 having a slash through it, a 7 having a sideways dash in the middle. I was also taught to say the word niner instead of 9. Why? Normal people don't do that. Yeah, but normal people also sling things on paper or say things too fast, and if you're calling in artillery or close air support using grid coordinates, and the rushed version of a 0 looks like a 6, or the rushed version of a 7 looks more like a 2, or someone misunderstands 9 to be 5, well, then all of a sudden you're dropping bombs on the wrong spot. So yeah, details matter. Some folks like to say the devil's in the details. Not me. I believe God's in the details. Details are what makes a big picture come together. Details are what makes bad get better and good become great. And that sounds to me a lot more like a godly approach than anything. Just saying. I believe I've said it here before, but my first real paycheck came from Chick-fil-A in Huntsville. It used to be in Parkway City Mall when I was 16 years old. And it was an education, too, let me tell you. I mean, it was truly the wheels of commerce in action, but it was also an education in learning to pay attention to details. You might think the preparation of a chicken sandwich only has so many things to think about. Nay, nay, it's all about the details. Are the buns fresh? 2 pickle slices per sandwich? How many do we have on hand for the big Christmas shopping rush? When do we need to change out the oil? Presentation of the chicken alone was detailed and thorough, with each one being thoroughly dipped and battered and cooked for the correct time. And that's just the sandwich. Then there's stocking and receiving shipments, or scheduling staff. There's who makes the carrot and raisin salad. By the way, I'm still mad they don't have that anymore. Then there's dining room checks, refill the napkins, make sure the registers have adequate change. And all the while, you keep the smile on your face and tell folks it's your pleasure to serve them. That's a whole lot for a 16-year-old learning about the world. But yeah, details. It taught me that details matter. And then, of course, there's politics. So do details matter in politics? Absolutely. So the November election's right around the corner. The Democrats finally figured out they can't win with Joe, so they called in their relief pitcher, Kamala Harris. And we actually see whether or not she'll live up to the hype next week when Kamala Harris takes the stage next to Donald Trump. But she's avoided giving any real details on her policies. Okay, that just means we have to look back and see what she said or done in the past. And it's quite something when you see those details. I mean, in general speaking, it's one thing to look at a candidate's advertisements and their billboards, but it's quite another one to actually see the person work and live in color. Do the actions, the history, the past achievements and life experiences, do they really add up to match the glossy mail-out that comes to your mailbox? It's details, my friend. It's all about the details. The real trick is look behind the curtain. What does their life actually tell you? What does their prior public image actually tell you? What have they actually done? Are they on the record in any way? Right now, Kamala Harris is getting a complete pass. Absolute pass. She's refusing to give clear details. But if you look, you'll find out they're already out there if you're willing to go for it. So the hope for the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz campaign right now is you won't do that, though. Because everyone has that moment they don't want to have to explain, or that less than flattering photo, but their policies, though, whew, their policies are what they stand for, allegedly. Allegedly, policies follow principles. Actions are derived from deeply held conviction. If it's true, then, what we can see of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz has nothing to do with anything that we conservatives stand for. It's part of why I say that it's more important to vote on policy than personality, because policy is the details. The classic example of that is what's sitting in the Oval Office right now, except when he's back on the beach. I mean, think about it. Back in 2020, so-called never-Trump Republicans and independents, they were more concerned back in 2020 about mean tweets and big personalities. We must restore decorum, they shouted. We must have a change in the political tone. Well, how'd that work out for them? Longtime Republican Liz Cheney came out yesterday, endorsed Kamala Harris. A person who just 4 years ago she derided on her own social media, really. In August 2020, Liz Cheney said this on her Twitter about Kamala Harris. She said, "Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance." Wow. Nailed it. I mean, apparently Liz Cheney back then was looking at Kamala Harris's record and recognized that the things that Liz Cheney said she stood for in her own right were not what Kamala Harris stood up for. And yet, yesterday she endorses Kamala Harris. What changed? Well, either Cheney sacrificed her principles, or Harris changed her policies, or maybe it's just that Cheney is stuck in the idea that people will follow her lead if she sacrifices her principles, denies the policies, and just votes on personality, hoping that people won't pay attention to the details. Look, I don't care if you like Trump or not. Answer me this. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Joe Biden has had over 5 decades of details, actual details on the books, policy positions, scandals, votes on the record, soft on crime, hard on energy, wrong on foreign policy, terrible on taxes, and one weird gaffe after another. But hey, he had no mean tweets, so he sat in his basement for a year, and when he did come out, it was to a micromanaged, small-scale, low-energy environment with people sitting around in masks inside designated circles. Socially distanced campaigns. Epic weird. But yeah. Nothing scary or mean, because people didn't want the details. And now we have Kamala Harris. But y'all, if you're willing to look, if you're willing to review the policies from the past, if she won't give us details now, then all we're left with is what she's done before, and we can see it if you're willing to look at it. Because it's the details, my friends. We're at 2024. It's hard to believe we're finally here, but 2024, this is a major election, and I do mean major. And I want to encourage you, find the candidate. Find the real candidate. Find the real Kamala Harris. See if it fits the bill for what you're looking for. Look behind the veil. Get away from the shiny stump speeches. Check out their record. Have they voted as a politician anywhere in the past? Yes. Have they held down a job, started a business, made a payroll, served in the military, worked for charities? Have they made public statements in the past as they run for office now? Yeah, they have. What policies have they had? What are the details? The bottom line is this. It is all about the details. And the 2024 election matters more than any we've seen in decades. If conservatives don't rally up for their candidate and vote for their candidate based on policy, not personality even, but policy, then the 2024 presidential election is going to be more of the same that we've been experiencing for the last 4 years, and more of what we've been lamenting in the last 4 years. It's all about the details, my friend. They matter. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it. I mean, it's galling to me that right now Kamala Harris is hoping to just giggle and wave at the crowd and speak from a teleprompter and hope you won't look at the details. But if you have friends right now that are concerned about whether they can vote for Trump and they're just not sure, just ask them to get into the details and then make their decision. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back.